WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got 2 words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
I'm on my own, against the wall. The pressure's building, but no, I will never fall. Instead of crying, they hear me roar. And now I see that I'm way better than before. I never needed you at all.
People getting big wins, their first win, and sending some messages. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support channel, click the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use credit code RocketSucker, Lindsay Ward, and the Fortnite item shop with hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer, that's Lindsay Ward.
We are here to talk the wrestling. We are on the road
to Clash at the Castle.
To Clash at the Castle. I was trying to sit here. It's like, what the fuck is the next pay-per-view? I know they said it all night, but it's like, what is it? Well, Clash at the Castle.
We set stages for both the Clash at the Castle and Money in the Bank on Monday Night Raw. Things that happened included Sheamus and Ludwig Kaiser.
And Sheamus's chest being beat to shit. Oh my god. Ow.
They beat up each other.
They slapped each other around, man. It was really good to watch. It was really entertaining. But like Sheamus's chest. Those Imperium boys, man, they're not nice. They're not gentle at all.
They are not. And Ludwig got the win over Sheamus. Sheamus egged him on, it's not the best you got, and then he brought some more to Sheamus. But this was a big win for Ludwig Kaiser over the former world champion, Sheamus.
He needed this win, I feel like. He really, really, really needed this. Not to say that he was suffering, but just Ludwig, they're starting to build him a little bit, and they're making him more aggressive, and they're making him just trying to make him into something, because I think eventually he will have to split from Gunther. Just when Gunther goes up to that next level, so which you have to make sure that, you know, nothing happens to Kaiser. So you build him, you establish him as his own person, and you move him on from there. So yeah, this was a really good showing for him. I think this was a definitive win for him. It doesn't hurt Sheamus to lose at all. Like, he's completely fine, except for his chest, which is like, I think he's not going to tangle with the Imperium guys for a while. But yeah, this was a fantastic match.
Speaking of
being, we'll see again.
Speaking of beating up people, Adam Pearce was talking with Bron Breakker backstage, and, you know, Breakker's like, thanks for putting me in the ring this week against real competition. The only reason you're in the ring is because Ricochet asked for it. He's going to make sure Adam Pearce realizes the mistake he made, because he didn't put him in the King of Ring, and people are going to pay. There was also a situation with Ricochet and Ilya Dragunov backstage, sort of like, pep talking one another, and but just still wanting to take each other out. But it was Bron Breakker, Ricochet, good match. Bron Breakker picked up the win. Afterwards, Bron Breakker went on the attack with Ilya making the save for Ricochet.
A very curious situation indeed. Like, the match was good, the match was fine, but the relationship between Ilya and Ricochet is what I'm interested in.
Next week, we'll get Bron Breakker and Ilya Dragunov, which would be another good match, and eventually we'll probably get a three-way with all three men, and that should be really, really good here down the line. making her in-ring debut on Monday Night Raw with Kiana James taking on Natalya. Natty did her best. She was the gatekeeper. Kiana got her first win. It was a solid match.
We're just going to let Kiana do her thing for a minute. I the match was fine. I didn't particularly enjoy her work in NXT. So we're going to see what they do with her on the main roster. And the main reason, like, I didn't enjoy her work was just the character does quite literally nothing for me.
Which is fine.
Which is fine. Like, they have something to build on and grow on, but, like, we'll see where they go with it.
She was also very tan.
Incredibly so.
She got that main roster tan of, like, oh, I'm here. Let me just get the tan on and stuff. Sticking with the women, though, it was Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill coming to Monday Night Raw to accept the challenge once Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark. Sonya tried to give Shayna and Zoe some advice. They weren't having of it. They don't believe Sonya respects them. Also, Natty and Sonya had a moment. Natty was like, enough is enough. It's time for a change. But Bianca and Jade called out Shayna and Zoe. They argued some bit, which led to the tag team match. Adam Pearce made it official. Good match between the teams that ended in apparently a no contest when Isla Dawn and Alba Fire made their return and helped attack the tag team champions. Ilya and Abba had a face-to-face after they left the champions laying with Shayna and Zoe, who were not too happy that their shot at the titles got taken away from them. And Isla and Alba are tired of being overlooked and everyone else getting handed things, and now they want what is theirs, and that's the tag team titles.
I like how the internet was freaking out about the fact that Jade and Bianca changed their gear. Like, they showed up in one set of gear and then they changed into another set of gear, and like, everybody was freaking out about that.
You mean they arrived in clothes and then changed into wrestling gear?
Yes.
So they're supposed to come in the wrestling gear?
That's how this works, apparently, Rock. Yeah, I don't know. They were just, everybody was just like freaking out about it. Because I think the clothes that they arrived in looked very similar to wrestling gear. And so everybody was like, oh, they're wearing their wrestling gear. And then they changed into their actual wrestling gear. And everybody's like, wait, what?
So you mean the tag team, the tag team wearing matching outfits in and out of the ring? Shocking.
Yeah. Oh my God, they're coordinating. Everybody send help.
Oh my goodness. But no, the match was fine, though.
The match was good. Jade is continuing to improve, which is what you want to see. And they're letting her do more and more, and they're putting her up against different opponents and different people that she can kind of learn and grow from. And in terms of Shayna and Zoe, they'll be a really good sort of pair for Bianca and Jade to go up against, and because that will give Jade more experience. And also, it kind of puts a powerhouse against a powerhouse with Shayna and Jade, so it makes it a little bit more balanced and even. This should be good. This should be fun.
Jey Uso was in the crowd talking about last year's Money in the Bank and the Bloodline Civil War. He lost his family, but he stayed in the fight because one day he would possibly be on his own fight. He wasn't just a right-hand man. He could finally be main event Jey Uso. He thanked everyone for yeeting with him on this journey. And it says time to deliver. So he's one more plan for this summer and to climb to the top of the ladder, grab the briefcase, and become Mr. Money in the Bank.
I'm here for this. All of this. Let's go.
Nice use of doing it in the live crowd. Everyone eating. That was good.
It was very good. Like, the growth in Jey Uso is just wonderful to see. And the fact that he is the first declaration for Money in the Bank, not too shabby.
Live was backstage being asked about Becky Lynch and how now Becky's gone, and Valkyrie's talking for Becky on Becky's behalf that she's disappointed, but she'll come back around and make herself better. And she didn't think Liv will have to watch Liv Morgan as Women's World Champion for long. And then she learned also that she can walk on her own 2 feet and, you know, listen to Jay. I was like, you know, Money at the Bank sounds pretty nice. Before she could declare, Io jumped her, sending in her to a bunch of crates. I'm here for Io and Lyra next week on Monday Night Raw.
I think we're all here for that.
Give them some time. Let's go. I'm 100% here for it. So there was that. New Day was interviewed backstage. They were talking themselves up. And as they were doing the New Day Rocks thing, Karrion Kross walks back up and says, that doesn't hit as hard. Like, the power of positivity is dead. And, you know, King's like, maybe it didn't hit the way it once did, but him and Woods do, and his boys will find out tonight. Cross told Xavier, well, you probably won't have to follow Kingston around anymore after tonight. Trust him. So it led to AOP taking on the New Day, with AOP getting a pretty much dominant win over the New Day. But will Xavier start to listen? It's a big question.
I've seen this story before. Somebody else once tried to lead Xavier astray into his dark clutches. It won't end well.
It won't end well, no. So the underlying story continues. I'm liking it. It's a nice little side story.
It's a good for them. It's a good thing in terms of giving them all something to do.
Yeah.
And especially for Cross's group, in terms of giving them a more relevance. A direction. Because it's like before they've just kind of sort of like been there. And it's like, okay, you're all here. You're all very impressive with your spikes and your leather and your scary individuals. But they've never really been like intimidating, at least to me.
And this is giving the Karrion character some growth that he was unable to get on SmackDown.
Which is what we want.
Indeed. Sami Zayn, your Intercontinental Champion, comes to the ring. He talks up what happened last week, the issues with Alpha Academy. He said things with Chad Gable have gone long enough. He calls out Chad Gable, but the Alpha Academy instead comes out without Chad Gable. Maxine has a written statement that she has to read. Took shots at herself, Otis, and Tozawa. And Gable's message said the only way things would end if him and Zayn have a title match. Zayn's like, sure, we'll fight at the Clash at the Castle for the title. But then he went and talked to the three individuals in the ring. He said, have you had enough of Chad? He's been through, you know, I've been here. I've seen this. I've done this story. You need to set yourself free. Chad attacks Sammy from behind, lays him out. Times for him, he wants Otis to hit Sammy. Otis does not. Gable then slapped Otis in the face. Tozawa pulled Gable away. Gable shoved Tozawa, hurt him. Maxine stopped Gable. She pleaded with him. She was begging him to stop. Gable told them to get out of the ring. As they were getting out of the ring, they were on the apron. Otis got in Gable's face. They are about to go. Zayn then spun Gable around and threw some punches. And then Gable threw Sammy into the ropes, causing Maxine and Tozawa to get knocked off as they get thrown into Otis. Gable saying it was Zayn's fault. And then Zayn got laid out with a big power slam. Otis then carried Tozawa and Maxine to the back. And afterwards, Gable addressed all of them, praised them for their performance, and helped him get his Intercontinental title. And, you know, he was very happy because Otis is still his number one guy. And after all this, the story continues.
The symbolism, and I don't know if it was intentional or not, but the symbolism of Maxine in white and her just trying to be the peacekeeper and her just trying to, you know, not basically trying to stop the aggression from ramping up, and the whole visual of her pleading and everything else was just a really, really nice little detail in this. And then the fact that you had Tozawa step up and you had him be like, no, we're not going to do this. No. And then when you had Otis get in between Gable and Tozawa and Maxine, after Gable had like run them down and just insulted them and was like going for them, and Otis steps in and he's like, we're fucking done. We're not doing this. That was a really, really, really great just kind of moment in this where Otis was like, no, this is the line right here. This is my line. You're standing on it. You want to step over it, we can go. But if not, back up.
Yeah.
And then to have the screw up of where Zayn gets thrown into Otis because of Gable, and Otis accidentally knocks Maxine and Tozawa off, in which both of them get quote unquote hurt because of what happened, basically because of Otis, was also a really nice touch in the story, because that's obviously the catalyst for Otis to attack Sami Zayn and kind of get rid of that whole, I don't want to do it, but now I'm going to do it because you made me hurt my friends. And just the visual of Otis carrying Maxine and Tozawa to the back, right?
Good visual. Yeah, it's good.
Like, he's got Tozawa on his back, he's holding Maxine in his arms, and he's just carrying them up. Meanwhile, Gable's in the ring, like, celebrating and running around a felled Sami Zayn. Like, it was all just really, really, really well done. Like, really well executed on their part.
So now let's talk about the overall theme of Monday Night Raw. And it started out with the Women's World Champion, Liv Morgan. She noted that welcoming everyone to her revenge tour. She says the revenge is never sweet once you... Never sweet and once you finally get it, but that's not the case for her. She took out Rhea Ripley and also became the new Women's World Champion and sending Becky into early retirement. She said, to top it all off, it was kissing a Dom. 40 million views in 24 hours. This brought out Dom. Fans booed him every time he tried to talk. Talked about how mommy isn't playing the same game, and when she comes back, she's going to kill you. And she lives like, well, she's probably going to kill you too. But she'll promise she'll make it all worth it. Because how long will he keep lying to himself? Said he came out last week to be... come closer to her. Not, you know, the other way around. Morgan said she meant what she said about taking everything away from Rhea Ripley. And that included Dom. She backed up into the corner. You know, put her hands on him a little bit. Finn Balor came out. Told her to back off. Balor said, Dom doesn't want anything to do with you, nor the rest of Judgment Day. Morgan asked, well, what if Dom didn't want her to go? She gave him a look, ran her hand through his hair. He smiled, and that was that for that moment. They're playing it up nice.
They're doing a better job of intertwining this back in, like, not to say it, but to say it, you know, with Becky now being out of the picture and out of the way and Liv having the title. Now you can begin to tell the story you meant to tell like 2 months ago, but you couldn't because Rhea Ripley got hurt. So, and then they wanted to make sure that Liv earned the title as opposed to just handing it to her. So it was just a little bit better storytelling, which is fine. I don't know how I feel like it about it. Like, it was good. But again, just there's something about Liv. There's just something about it I just don't like. Like, I can't get into it.
I did like they used the telestrator to show where the eye placement was and then smile. That was
good. Yeah, that was good. That was really good. Like Pat McAfee being like, and this is what's going on right here.
And this is how it happened. Anyway, backstage, Dom was talking to Damian and JD. They can't help it if the women are into him and you know, he didn't do anything. And he's like, you know, you better, you know, handle this. Or Damian's like, you better handle this, Dom. He said he's giving Rhea some space and everything's fine. Right, everything's fine. And Priest said he has a match with Rey Mysterio, and he said he would sell some scores and remind everyone that Judgment Day runs Raw. Speaking of Judgment Day running Raw, Dragon Lee, Finn Balor got the win thanks to some help from Carlito and J.D. McDonagh.
The story grows. The story builds.
Then making the save was Braun Strowman and Rey Mysterio, setting up more things to come on Monday Night Raw, including Damian Priest telling, you know, Carlito to, you know, we're getting some stuff down, but he wanted the Strowman probably handle this, and you should go to Pierce tonight and, you know, ask for a match and, you know, deal with it tonight. And Carlito was not happy with that.
No, he was not happy with that.
Also, R-Truth had a flashback moment of times in the Judgment Day, and he felt Carlito's pain. Miz was like, okay. And then Truth was like, you know, you got to let Judgment Day go and you stop being obsessed with them. And Miz was like, what?
Yeah. Miz was like, huh? What?
Mm-hmm. Which then led to Braun Strowman and Carlito. Braun got the win, as everyone would think. Then Finn and JD attacked Braun Strowman. Dom came out, clipped Strowman's leg. He was no longer in a sling. He tried to hit Strowman with a chair. Didn't do anything. Dom getting stalked by Braun Strowman. Liv runs out to stand in front of Dom. This diverts Strowman's attention. Strowman gets back in the ring. Gets beaten down by all three men. Chair shot after chair shot after chair shot. Strowman was left laying. Morgan then went over to Dom and Balor stepped inside again and Liv walked away.
We'll see where this goes.
They're doing things.
It's a curious thing. They're doing things. They're cooking.
They're cooking a good story right now. I will tell them that. Let's say that. Whether you like it or not, the storytelling is working. It's fitting in perfect.
It's pointing them in a direction, and that's what you want.
Indeed. And then your main event was Damian Priest and Rey Mysterio. Damian would get the win. You had Dragon Lee and Carlito and Finn and JD all get involved. Damian got the win. Afterwards, McIntyre, who had a confrontation with the world champion backstage a little bit earlier on, decided to attack his opponent coming up at Clash at the Castle. He was going for the Claymore. Judgment Day intervened. And then they put... Damian put Drew through the announce table to end Monday Night Raw.
They're cooking here, too, and I'm here for it.
Yeah. So we didn't get like a really long promo, but we got from Drew and Damian, but they told it last week and they'll probably tell it again next week. But we got the physical confrontation of Judgment Day standing tall over the number one contender 2 weeks before the show.
Smart and that's move. What you want.
Yep. Judgment Day had a strong night.
They seem like they're at least back on the same page for right now, that perhaps some of the previous issues are going away for the sake of the story. Only to return later when Mommy comes back.
There's underlining issues and what Dom is doing and everything like that. You know, there's stuff going on. Stuff is happening. But for now, all business is normal for the Judgment Day. So there you go. That was Raw.
That was Raw.
Which means we're done for tonight. We'll be live again Thursday for the rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll be talking about something.
Becky. We're talking about Becky.
We're talking about Becky? Okay, we are talking about Becky. Becky. Becky.
We'll talk about Thursday Becky night. Becky and her future and all the things.
Becky Thursday. With the good hair?
Yes.
So it's Thursday. 10 p.m. Eastern right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Friday, it's GM Battles, Season 3. We'll see what happens. Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday, Game Night. Followed by CB Radio, live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday night, they preview Clash at the Castle on WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime. Link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit card Rocket Sock or
Nins Immord
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Linz Ward. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@SymbolLinzWard. And you can follow me on TikTok at Linz Ward Zero.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG12. We'll see you Thursday for the rack and right back here all week long. Along with airways, all the Wild Talk, Radio Network.
Against the wall, the pressure's building, but no, I will never fall. Instead of crying, they hear me roar, and now I see that I'm with
Wild Talk.